Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. And hey, as per usual, Jim and Jim Newman's in the house waiting at the doorstep as I show up today. So apparently he got something to say.
That's
so
right. I'm going to crash this party. I'm definitely going to crash this party. Well, we got some somethings coming up in August and the early part of September, veteran-related and community-related stuff. So the first one is on August 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Chutco Activity Center located at 550 Chutco Lane. That's just up above the subway on 101 there. We are having the quarterly Veterans Town Hall meeting that's sponsored by the VHA healthcare system out of Roseburg. This is an opportunity for you to hear what's going on in your catchment basin, as well as what's going to affect you legislation-wise, and you can bring your questions, your criticisms, and all that kind of stuff, and get them all answered. So I think it's a great opportunity for the veterans to have a voice in their healthcare. Okay, second, coming up on the 18th. Is the 8th Annual Homeless Veterans Stand Down. It's open to all veterans. You don't have to be homeless, but it is, you know, highlighting the homeless veterans. And this is going to be held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the location is the Southwest Oregon Regional Airport, 1100 Airport Lane, Hangar 1, up in North Bend. So if you know any veterans that can utilize services, clothing, duffel bags full of really good stuff, sleeping bags, all that kind of stuff, make sure that they can get up there, find a ride for them, take them up yourself, you know, reach out, make a veteran's day. So that's on the 18th. Then on the 19th, we have the Wild Rivers Music Festival in Azalea Park. Gates open at noon, and we've got like six bands that are going to be playing from 1 until 7 p.m. Great food court. I got a lot of food vendors aligned. Thanks, Bruce, for info on those. Yeah, and it should be a fun day. We've got the Rogue Suspects coming over from the Rogue Valley. We've got Achilles Wheel with Keith Greninger coming up from Grass Valley, Nevada City. We got Tony Land, we got Second Bridge from here locally, and then also from Portland, we've got Castletown, great Celtic rock music. So it should be a fun day for everybody.
Very cool. That's going to be a good time.
Yeah, yeah. And then finally, on September 9th, the Vietnam Veterans Local Chapter 757 is bringing in Dirty Cello. These folks have been playing here for a couple of years now. Their last show at Pistol River Hall was a standing room only event. We're hoping to recreate that because this is a fundraiser for our Veterans Outreach Program. We anticipate another tough winter like we had in the past, and we really need to fill our coffers so that we can provide temporary housing and assistance to veterans and their families. So that's going to be happening September 9th, and there's a dinner at the Grange Hall. That's a fundraiser for the Grange. And the dinner starts at 5, goes from 5 to 6:30, and then the show goes from 7 to 9. Tickets will start being on sale on August 15th at Gold Beach Books, Wright's Frame Shop, Del Norte Office Supply, and the food ticket sales will be shut off on the 5th so they can place their food order and make sure they got plenty of food for everybody.
All right.
It's going to be a lasagna dinner and all that kind of fun stuff. So,
good deal.
It'll be cool.
Right.
So that's what's going on lately with me.
All right, very cool. Well, that's it for today's show, folks. Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure when you pop in here, my friend, and you're always saying something good, and all that you do for the vets is awesome, too. And, hey, man, my brother from another mother, anytime, stop on by.
That's right. We got to create some music.
And, hey, congrats to the Spence Brothers Blues Band for the Battle of the Bands at the fair here this last weekend, or 2 weeks ago. Very cool, very cool. So,
yeah.
Bam. All righty.
Yeah,
well, have a great one, Jim.
All right, guys. Be good.
All righty. Well, that's always a good time when somebody just pops on in there, especially when it's Brother Jim. Alrighty, hey, well, here we go. I hope you all had a great weekend. We just kind of hung out and getting ready for the Pirate Festival coming up this week, as I'll be putting I'll be giving a little promo on that during this show and everything, but I hope y'all got out there and did some stuff. There was a Del Norte County Fair going on and music all over the place, and yeah, very cool. So there you go, and I hope you got to spend a little time with your family and friends, because that's always important. And I'm just going to get on right on with the show here. So let's go to the music at the 101 Bar and Grill. They got Thursdays line dancing and ladies night. Wednesdays and Sundays is karaoke. And every Monday night is steaks special night. And then coming up on the 11th, they have the California Bad Girls at 9 p.m. And then on the 12th, they got the Black Light Party. That's right. They got a couple things going on after the Fire Festival. There you go. And I should, mention that all the info coming out of here, or that you're hearing here, is coming out of the Insider of Southern Oregon. And yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Pirate Festival is a big thing coming up this week, and I hope y'all get down there and check it out. Catalyst Seafood Restaurant and Lounge, home of the longest happy hour. That's right. Sunday through Thursday, they have a happy hour that goes from 2 to 6 p.m. You can call for a musical lineup. Then Checo Brewing, where they got something going on all the time. Coming up on the 10th, they got Frankie C. On the 11th, Rap Brush. On the 12th, Steve Harrington. On the 17th, Frankie C. On the 18th, Rap Brush. And on the 19th, Lon Goddard. And then on the 22nd, Patty and DeCuna. That is going to be the lineup for Checo Brewing next couple weeks at Rivers End Sports Bar, where there's something going on every day. We got Monday free pool, Tuesday tamale, Tuesday and karaoke. Wednesday is 50 Cent Wing Day. Thursday is karaoke. Friday is DJ night. Saturday is the People's Choice. And Sunday, some kind of sports going on. It's a sports bar after all. And on the 19th, they've got the Roadsters coming at 9 p.m. That's right, that's at Rivers Inn Sports Bar. And then Sebastian's Bar and Grill, we have Ilker Tickling the Ivories for your dining pleasure. Wednesday through Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m. That's at Sebastian's Bar and Grill. Then we get on over to the Vista Pub, and we have Jazz on Thursdays. On the 11th, we got Caveman Dave. On the 17th, we got Joe Holt. Now, that show will be going from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the 17th. On the 18th, we have Frankie C. And on the 25th, Michael True. Music starts at 7 p.m. normally at the Vista Pub. And the Voodoo Lounge, they got Thursdays and Saturdays, a little bit of karaoke action going on. And if you are up in the Grants Pass area, they've got music on Fridays from 7 to 10 and Saturdays 6 to 9. And coming up, they got on the 11th, Tim Mitchell and the Beats Working Band. On the 12th, they got Ozzy Mark and Sheila Fiddler. On the 18th, they got Starvation Heights. And on the 19th, Barefoot Servants. That's happening at the Laughing Clam up in Grants Pass. And we slide on down to a beautiful CC by the sea. And we've got the Inateca, where on the 11th they have Ad Whiskey. On the 19th, they have five heavy metal bands going to be there. And on the 25th, Frankie C. and the Spence Brothers. And then at Seaquake Brewing, we've got on the 12th, Frankie C. On the 19th, Lost Coast Countryman. And on the 26th, Jawbone and Jolene. That's what's happening at the Seaquake Brewing. Gotta love some of the names of these bands, I tell you. Okay, so the Summer in the Park. Here we go. We got some more Concert in the Park series going on at Azalea Park on Sundays at 1 p.m. Let me see. The next one coming up will be on the 20th. It'll be the Jones Gang. That's an Americana bluegrass. On the 27th, Brad Wilson Band will be back. He does a little blues rock action. And on the 24th, Catching a Wave. It's a tribute to the Beach Boys. That's what's happening. The Azalea Park, 1 p.m. on Sundays. Steve Harrington is playing at the Coon Thai Restaurant every Wednesday, Friday from 6 to 8. Frankie C. is at the Coon Thai on the 7th, 14th, 19th, 21st, 26th, and 28th. He'll be at the Coon Thai. And let me see, Rap Brush will be at the Coon Thai on Tuesdays from 6 to 9 p.m. And then, of course, we got Ray Cornell, the piano man, always playing. He's going every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. at the Checo Activity Center. That's Ray Cornell, the piano man. The Pistol River Concert Series presenting Ray Bonneville coming up on Saturday, August 19th at 8 p.m. The tickets are $15 and available at Wright's Custom Framing and Gold Beach Book. Reservations can also be made by phoning 541-247-2222. 2848. That's Piss River Coffee City presenting Ray Bonneville. Let's see. The Chetco Community Public Library and Friends of the Chetco Library present Supporting Brookings Teens, A Conversation. BHHS Vice Principal Alex Merritt will lead an interactive discussion about how Brookings residents can successfully support local teens, including strategies, mindsets, and contacts that can make a real difference in their lives. A teen panel will be on hand to help keep it real. This is happening Tuesday, August 15th, 6 p.m. at the Chetco Library on 405 Alder Street in Brookings. The admission is free and all are welcome. For more information, you can call 541-469-7738. Supporting Brookings Teens, A Conversation. All right. Okay, so the Tiger Lily Show was happening here, coming up August 26th. And this is going on at the Brookings Harbor Fire Department. Now, it's kind of changed a little bit since I last talked to you. MT Nest is out, and they've got Spectrum's John Marshall will be in this slot, music-wise. And there's no cover charge. It will be donations only. So there you go. That's happening at the Brookings Harbor Fire Department, August 26th. From 2 to 5 p.m., the Tiger Lily Show. Okay. And then MT Ness, Two Girls, Two Guitars, Too Much Fun, happening Fridays and Saturdays at the Honey Bear by the Sea, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can follow them on Facebook for additional shows, dates, and details. Okay. I think that's very clever, the name MT Nest. Okay. I might as well just get it out. Are you ready? That's right. Oh, I'm really excited about this week. Of course, it's the Pirates of the Pacific Festival coming up this weekend, man. And it's going to be happening starting on Friday at noon to 9, Saturday 10 to 9, and Sunday 10 to 5. If you've been there, if you've been to one of these events, this is our 7th annual Pirates of the Pacific Festival. And if you've ever been to one, I'm going to tell you this. You know what it's all about, and I will be seeing you there. If you haven't been to one, you need to get there, I tell you. I'm going to give you a little bit. I got big thanks to all those who are involved in the festival here. So I'm going to like sit there and throw out some names here and what your entertainment's going to be there. I want to thank the Spence Brothers for providing sound, and they're going to be performing. Frankie C. will be performing with the Spence Brothers. We've got Long Blonde Silver doing pirate songs and a little hurdy-gurdy action. We have Bull Daughtry on board with pirate shanties. Of course, Frankie Hernandez is back with us with his little reggae action. We've got the Tribal Waters Belly Dancing Girls back. South Coast Fitness Center's Fighting Crew is led by the beautiful pirate warrior, Katie Joy Hettinger. That's right, that's going to be some fun sword fighting, all kinds of stuff going on there. We're going to have Cannon Fire. Town Buzz Tattoos is going to be on hand doing magic marker tattoos. So that'd be very cool. Walk on Water with Bubble Funds Water Balls. They're going to be there this year. That's a new one this year. Face Painting for the Kids with Doodle Faces. We've got merchant vendors, great food vendors. This year, I have a lineup of food you won't believe. Something different for everybody. And let me just put it this way. I got a group that's coming. Alligator and stuff like that. Off-the-wall stuff like that they got. Yeah, bison, alligator. You know, I was reading their menu, and I'm like going, okay, bring it. So there's no good pirate food, I tell ya. So we're going to have, we're going to have two beer gardens. The Chetco players are going to have the cutthroat in. And, of course, Misty Mountain Brewing will be handling the other one. There'll be two stages with music going on. And, of course, pirates, pirates, pirates. So I hope to see you all down there because I am a pirate. He's a pirate. She's a pirate. We're all pirates. Wouldn't you like to be a pirate, too? You know you do. Ha, ha, ha. We'll see you there. Okay. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to get to this because I want to make sure I get it in. Because last week I did a poetic license where I did Love on the Briny Rocks, A Little Mermaid Tale. Well, now, some of you might not have caught it last week. And so I'm going to redo it because I have a sequel. There's a sequel to it, part two. And so I'm going to do the first one and then follow by the second one. So, hey, you know what? Enjoy. Love on the Briny Rocks, A Little Mermaid. I had a strange experience one night. While walking on the beach, behind some rocks near a small tide pool, was a mermaid within my reach. I didn't want to startle her, she may swim away in fright, but I knew if I did this in perfect style, I may be enjoying sushi tonight. She was beautiful in the light of full harvest moon, just lying there naked and wet. Though from the waist down she had the tail of a fish, I still thought it was time that we met. Since she was wearing no clothes, I thought I'd do the same, and I dropped every stitch I was wearing. A case of I'll show you mine if you show me yours. I just hoped she was into sharing. My luck had held out as I slowly approached. In her face, I detected no shock. Then she looked at me, pointed, started to giggle. In my haste, I left on one sock. With a smile on her face and a big smile on me, I proceeded to tell her my name. And when I revealed my lusty intentions, she said that her thoughts were the same. It was love on the rocks by that little tide pool, from the moment our bodies connect. Now, I'm not really sure just where it was at, but she was anatomically correct. We made love in the cool ocean water, shared a kiss, then parted our ways. A few flips from her tail, and my mermaid was gone. I'll keep that memory till the end of my days. But there's a price to pay when one likes to stray and fool around with a sea-spawn lass. For 2 long weeks, I smelled like a fish and scraped barnacles off my ass. Okay, so that's that one. And then after I wrote that one, I was, you know, feeling a little clever, and I decided to add another piece of the mermaid tale. So here's that one. It's been over a year since that magical night when I made love to the last from the sea. I remember it like it was yesterday. The moon, the mermaid, and me. Here I was once again on that very same beach. To me, it will be sacred ground. And there were the rocks that hid the tide pool. Then I heard a familiar sound. There she was in the tide pool by the light of the moon and singing a siren song. I wondered if she would remember me and the night that felt right but was wrong. So slowly I stepped out from behind the rocks. You could see the gleam in her eyes. Then she told me that my seed had been sown. And it was me that got the surprise. She told me that I was a father of a bouncing baby boy. The fact that he was also half fish didn't seem to ruin my joy. Then she asked with a smile if I had the time to relive that one night of sin. My mind had said no, but my body said yes. It was deja vu all over again. So it didn't take long and my clothes, they were shed. Sweet love I was ready to make. Then she looked at me and pointed and started to giggle. I left on one sock just for old time's sake. So each month like clockwork with a truckload of fish, I show up and I'm proud to report. Some people may not understand it, but I call it child support. That's the end. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Oh, yeah. All right, there you go. I figured you two liked that. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see. Okay, we got an Island Oasis Sidewalk Luau at Harbrook Pearl Dive going to be happening here Saturday, August 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It'll be by the fountain at the Brookings Harbor Shopping Center. It's put on by Harbrook Jewelers and Bling It On, and everybody in that little area is going to have an Island Oasis Sidewalk Luau and Harbrook Pearl Dive. So, hey, there you go. Make sure and check that out on your way to the Pirate Fest. And then we got Family Night coming to the Chetco Grange. That's right, Sunday, August 20th from 6 to 8:30. There's going to be a gift basket raffle, 25 cents per ticket to enter. 25 per ticket to enter, okay. Free popcorn and beverage during intermission. Uno, Yahtzee, and more, all ages welcome. Many games to play and bring your favorite game. Okay, this event is sponsored by the Chetco Grange and Community Center. Call Gail for more info at 541-290-0592. So it's a gift basket raffle. Now they got a little dot 25, so I don't know what that means. So I'm just assuming there's 25 cents, but it seems kind of like a little bit, but I don't know. But you can go check it out or call Gail and ask her what the heck is up with that. 541-290-0592. Okay, Achilles Wheel is going to be playing at Lucky 7, Club 7 Sports Bar here, August 18th, 7 to 10 p.m. This is a non-smoking event, okay? Achilles Wheel. And they'll be playing there at the Wild Rivers Music Festival they got going on as well. Okay, hey, let's get metaphysical with the ladies at Gypsies. Coming up on the 12th, they got Messages from the Masters. That's at 6 p.m. channeled messages from various masters. And then on the 19th, they have essential oils for winter. This is going on at 1 to 4 p.m. There's a workshop going on there. If you would like to get more info on what's going on there at Gypsy's, just call 317-408-7970 or stop into the shop. Now, there's a fee for most of these classes and stuff that they do, but you can always check with the ladies there at Gypsy's. That's right. Metaphysical with the girls. Okay, we got the Summer Sprout Scouts going on here. I can read it better now. All right, that's right. It's free. Pre-registration is required. It's the Garden Science for Kids. Join them in the garden as they have fun and learn all about growing their own food. Okay, so this is ages preschool to 12. Worms plus bugs plus dirt plus food equals awesome. Okay, so that is happening on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Okay, that's Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Open Door Community Health Center Garden at Washington and Northcrest in Crescent City. That's right, Garden Science for Kids. Hey, folks, we got through that one, okay. All right, hey, and we got the Knights of Columbus second Sunday breakfast going on here, happening at the Star of the Sea Catholic Church. Yours truly won't be there this week because I'll be at the Pirate Festival. That's right. But hey, go in and get a good breakfast before you come to the Pirate Festival. It starts at 7:30, goes to 10 a.m. Oh, man, we got all kinds of good stuff in there. We got biscuits and gravy, the scrambled eggs, the ham, the sausage. Of course, the world-famous blueberry pancakes they got there, of course, and some hash browns. It's a full breakfast. Really good deal. And, yeah, there you go. So make sure you check that out. Let's see. It's every second Sunday of each month. Like I said, I'm usually there, but, hey, I'll be at that little thing called the Pirate Fest. Effective communication strategies with our loved ones with dementia will be the topic at the next Family Caregiver Support Group meeting. The meeting will be at 2 p.m. on August 14th in the upstairs dining area of the Checo Activity Center. Learn to decode the verbal and behavioral messages delivered by someone with dementia and identify strategies to help you connect and communicate better. You can contact Mary Ellen for more information at 541-251-0498. And then remember, each Monday, the Time Out For Me program is going on in the downstairs of the Checo Activity Center. This is an opportunity for caregivers to take some time out for themselves and know that their loved one is being well taken care of and having a wonderful time with the volunteer staff. This program is free. You can contact the Checo Activity Center for more information, 541-469-6822. The Outreach Gospel Mission. Yep, they got that pluck a duck raffle going on here. They're at the Farmers Market in Harbor, Oregon. They started this on the 30th, and it's going all the way to the 16th, so it's Pluck a Duck Raffle. Each Friday and Saturday, a themed gift basket with a value of approximately $200 of gift certificates and items relating to that theme will be raffled off. Let's see, they're donated by merchants in Gold Beach and the Brookings area. Tickets may be purchased Friday evenings from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturdays 10 to 3 at the Farmers Market at the Outreach Gospel Mission booth. The drawing for the winning tickets will be at 3 p.m. on Saturday. The winner need not be present to win. Winner may either pick up their winning basket at the Farmer's Market at the time of the drawing or come to the Outreach Gospel Mission at 15701 Highway 101 the following Tuesday with their winning ticket. So the Pluck a Duck Raffle. Got to give them love for the name. You know, I mentioned this last week, and I think it is very, very cool because, you know, the Perkins Harbor Community Theater, they kind of like lost their building. And they've been looking for a home, and they've been like doing some stuff over at the high school. But this time they teamed up with the Ellensburg Theater Company there in Gold Beach, and they are doing Camelot. So very cool. It's going to be up at the Rogue Playhouse, 94196 Moore Street in Gold Beach. It opens this Friday, let's see, you got Friday 11th, 12th, and the 13th it's playing, and then it's doing the 18th, 19th, and the 20th, and the 25th, 26th, and 27th. Now, the shows on Friday and Saturday are 7 p.m. and on Sundays it's a 2 p.m. matinee. Tickets are $15 for adults, $12 for seniors and youth ages 12 and under. Tickets are available at Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings, New Wave Video in Harbor, and Gold Beach Books in Gold Beach. For additional information, to reserve groups of four or more, or for the handicapped seating reservations, please call 541-247-4382 or 541-661-2321. Okay, hey, yeah, we've been talking about this too. It started here on August 1st and it runs to September 12th. It's the Walk with Ease virtual class. So join this walking program by phone or computer, regardless of age, ability, or location. So here's what the Walk with Ease Simple Fitness program does. It's free to all Oregon. All Oregonians. I can say that word, right? Okay. The program aims to reduce pain, build confidence in being physically active, improve overall health, and enjoy connecting with others across the state. The class will meet twice a week virtually for 6 weeks and help you create your own walking plan. Free resources and individual support provided to help you be successful. Let's see. So these are this walks are going to be happening on Tuesdays and Thursdays, like I said, from August 1st to September 12th. The time to be determined is by the participants registered. So if you want to register, you get on walk@oregonstate.edu or you can call 541-737-3173. Okay. Okay, this is very, very cool. The Redwood National and State Parks, I like that they're doing this. They have these ranger-led programs going on. This ranger-led forest walks every day at 2 p.m. It's happening in Stout Grove, the signed trailhead located on east end of Howland Hill Road in Jedediah Smith Redwood State Park. And then they have the junior ranger programs going on Thursdays, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 5 p.m. This is at the Jedediah Smith Campground and the Mill Creek Campground. Then they have evening campfire programs going on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturday, and Sunday at 8:30 p.m. That's at the Jedediah Smith Campground and the Mill Creek Campground. And coming soon, they got tide pool programs going on with the Smith River Kayak Tours. Inquire with the park staff. You can call 707-465-7335. So there you go for more information on that. Ranger-led programs. And Mr. Ranger, sir, hey? So that's it. You know what? I think that's it. That's all I got. I got no more. You know what? Just make sure and pick up a copy of The Inside of Southern Oregon. It is all over the place now. You'll recognize it because it has that beautiful Pirates of the Pacific Festival poster on it. That's right. I want to thank Linda Johnson for doing an awesome job on the paper once again. She does it every month. I'm for crying out loud forever here. It's beautiful. Thank her very much. And I want to thank you all for listening and tuning into the show. And I want to thank KCIW for allowing me my little broadcast show here that's also on podcast. You can listen to it anytime you like on the little station that could. That's right. You can go to kciw.org and listen to my show and a whole lot of other shows at your leisure. Or you can tune into KCIW 100.7 FM. That's right, on your radio dial. And if you need a schedule for a lot of the shows that are going on there, you just got to go to kciw.org and hit the weekly program schedule. And it's right there for you to check it out and make sure and tune in and turn on. That's right, to the little station that could, KCIW. And I also want you to tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week. Because I pay tribute to the pirate, I tell you. It's a pirate show this week, folks. So you don't want to miss it. Ha-ha. Until next week, this is Bruce. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. Ellis, signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get. Now, see you out there. Bam! That's right.
That's right.
That bam was missing last week. There he is. That was a good one.